pilana sinya put kang sila miligo number 7 muno pinyak tut Arshin Nan Regional Corporation ni paglet ko said awards selection get down na pinyak who's going to take care of that any battle to say the word selection
one of the things that the main reason why this is on the agenda we wanted to make a recommendation on how you know the Inupiaq Crusade Awards are selected before the NANA annual meeting I know the practice has been and this is all up to you we just want to see what you think of it you make the final decision on who will receive those awards but we'd like to see it where you guys do it in some other occasions where you have each of your villages involved. Some of you may already be doing that. Where at the, like for example, in Norvik, you know, before you come to the Regional Elders Council meeting to mention who you'd like to be considered for the Inupiaq Crusade Awards,
uh-huh.
In Norvik, you'd, as the, you know, the village would decide who to recommend to this body, you know, to the Regional Elders Council. We thought that would work out real good, and then you would make the decisions. They would be like nominations. You make the decisions here, then continue to give the awards like you do every year at the NANA annual meeting. We just thought it would be nice to get the you know villages at the local level more involved in the selection of the Inupiaq Crusade Awards. That was all we had for that item.
Yeah, okay, very good.
I think too in our regional strategy. Remember, they mentioned that there's not enough. In fact, Inupiaq work is not seen enough.
Yeah.
And we talked about some of the strategies
right.
of how to bring it more in the limelight.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that would really work out if when we have local meetings. To recognize people that way, you know, that would be good.
At the regional strategy conference, some of us met with the Inupiaq Crusade group, and some of you were there. And what was voiced was, even at the local level in the villages, in each of our villages, that we show more recognition, you know, as part of Inupiaq Crusade. Whether it's the Inupiaq games or sewing, you know, that's done in a village, or beadwork or hunting, you know, young men going out to learn how to hunt, that if there's a potluck, you know, these people at the local level should be recognized. Selwyck is doing some of these things that we talked about. One thing that got me excited is they're continuing to do the Inupiaq games. The holiday week, that was mentioned how it would be nice if we could try to get back to some of those activities that were held, you know, a long time ago. And that's when a lady from Selwyck said that's what they do. But they really needed elders' input. That was some of the things that they were voicing. But a lot of them felt that's part of Inupiaq Crusade, and not just at the regional level, but also in the village level, we should be showing more recognition.
Okay, very good. There are Alamic up through to Kreikpa, Ilyade. Okay, if not, we'll go to number 8, Robert Newland Akaluk Trust. And you'll see that in your packets. There's some of the things mentioned about this. I think Marie is the person that will answer this.
I know you've had a long afternoon. This is additional information I wanted to, I made copies after you started your meeting here. Additional information I wanted to share with you regarding the Akaluk Trust. What some of the things that we're required to do now that the Robert Newland Foundation or Memorial Trust is incorporated. And this is a packet I wanted to include with the memo I had sent to, or had given to Rachel today. So if you like to, it just shows in here what our responsibilities are because we've incorporated. And I made copies enough for every one of you. I know we've been handing a lot of papers to you guys today.
Come on, Pastor Lally with Kuno.
Real quickly, I just want to let you know that the Inupiaq Lift Crusade grants that NANA funds, Buckland, Deering, Selwick, Kotzebue, and NOTEC are receiving the grants. This is a $20,000 award for each of the villages. And I just contacted NOTEC today and let them know that their application has been approved and they'll be receiving this Inupiaq Lift Crusade grant. The three villages were still waiting for additional information from our Kayana, Norvik, and Kivalina. And we've already been in contact with those three villages. They're just we're just waiting, Hannah and I are just waiting to hear from them on budget information. And once that's received, we'll make a recommendation to the NANA president on those three villages. I know there's representation from Ambler, Shungnak, and Kobuk, and I wanted to let you know that since I've been working here since last March, I have not received any applications from Kobuk, Ambler, and Shungnak for Inupiaq Lift Crusade grants. I know it's up to the villages to decide, but I just wanted to mention that to you so you could encourage, you know, the IRAs and traditional councils to apply for these grants. All of us do support the Inupiaq Lift Crusade program, and I've not received any applications from those three villages.
If some of them need help on their applications, can someone be sent up there?
Uh-huh. Yes. I've been in telephone contact with Ambler, and I sent all the information to Ambler, and I'm just waiting to hear from them. I told them that the people, the ones that have called me, I've told them that we can go to the village and help them out. For example, I had two meetings here in town while Ricky Ashby was here in town from NOTEC to, you know, further discuss their application, and we can go to the villages too and meet with them. I've talked to the IRA office. Okay. I just wanted to mention it and ask you to keep on encouraging them. And if that packet is confusing, we'll be happy to explain to them. Hannah is also working with me on these grants, so we'll be happy to help them out. The Ukkaluk scholarships, the Board of Trustees at their last meeting on September 27 awarded the first four scholarships under the Ukkaluk Trust. They went to Cheryl Barger. She's from Kivalina. She's going to school at the Tech Center. And Vernay Siam, she's going to school at Portland State University. She's from Kayana. And Arlene Ferguson Kaniyurak, she's attending Alaska Junior High College in Anchorage. She's Ray Ferguson's daughter, that's from here. And then Butch Lincoln from Kotzebue. Each of them have received $500. And this is a scholarship that comes directly from the Ukkaluk Trust. For Sivunirvik, one of the things that was mentioned at the last board at your last council meeting, I was going to check to see if Joe Ballett, the new Manilok president, would want the Ukkaluk Trust to continue to run the Sivunirvik camp next summer. I met with him, and he said he would like to have the Ukkaluk office continue to run the summer youth camp. And we'll work it the same way we did last summer. The funds will be transferred to the Ukkaluk Trust, and we'll have you involved again before the coming summer, you know, to start planning for the summer youth camp. He said he'd like to see that continue. One of the things I've already started working on is trying to find additional money because we didn't have enough, you know, last summer. And I've met with ARCO representative, and we're eligible to receive funds. So that's as soon as I get the guidelines, I'll be submitting a proposal for the Sivunirvik camp. what impressed him the most was all the elders that had volunteered. They look highly at programs that show a lot of volunteers. And I did tell him, though, that it was difficult and that, you know, we'd like to, if we have enough funding, be able to pay, you know, whatever the elders would like us, you know, the Regional Elders Council would like for us to pay them. But they were real impressed with how you as the elders were involved in the summer youth camp last summer. That's why they're interested. It's mainly because the elders are really involved, including in the planning and, you know, putting that handbook together. We worked with Rachel and the rest of the elders that were up there. That's one of the main reasons why he's interested. So I'll keep working with him to hopefully we'll be able to get some funding from the ARCO Foundation.
How about that request from Eleanor? Young people.
Uh-huh. We've got that in the file. Recommendations that were received, and one of them was from Eleanor.
Yeah.
Before we put the proposal together, before I start working on it, I'll be looking at all those recommendations that were made.
Okay.
I would want to share that with you because we want to continue to have the Regional Elders Council involved in the planning of the summer youth camp. See, that's why it worked so good last summer, because all of you were involved in the planning, and we'd like to continue that, you know, before next summer camp starts. And then for the Inupiaq Crusade consolidation, the last item I had on my report, I just wanted to let you know that the chairman of the Board of Trustees is Charlie, and him and I met with Manila upon their request. They would like to have the Inupiaq Crusade program that is currently under Manila to come completely under the Ukaluk Trust. This is something a little bit different than what we were discussing, but the new president, Joe Ballard, would like to see that happen, where Bertha would become, you know, would come completely under the Ukaluk Trust. At that meeting, we found out that what Bertha's budget is, what are some of the things we'd have to do to put in place before this could happen. I just wanted to let you know that Manila will be contacting Indian Health Services, Dr. Bill Richards' department, and asking him what would be the steps we'd have to take to make that happen. And then also I've agreed to contact our finance person in Anchorage to ask her what would the Ukaluk Trust have to put in place before we could, you know, consider taking a grant. These are monies that would come from Manila to the Robert Newlin Memorial Trust, and Bertha would no longer be a Manila employee, but she'd come under the Ukaluk Trust. That was what they had proposed to us. Manila told us that's what they would like to do. So that's what we had met on November 8th. And one of the things that Bertha had mentioned at this meeting is she's in full support of this change or plan that we have on the table right now. And before any kind of decisions could be made, once I get all this information together, I would have to present it to the Ukaluk Board of Trustees and, you know, want their approval before anything like this is done. But we're working towards that now and gathering the information on what we'd have to do to make this happen. And then just to let you know, on the office space, I met with Ubi Green, and we downstairs we have two offices, only two offices that are available at this time downstairs in this building. And Hannah will be moving downstairs. And I've also met with the hotel manager to see what was available upstairs at the hotel. We won't know. There is some office space there now that would meet our needs. But we need to wait until we hear from, I don't know if it's an architect or an engineer that did a inspection on the floor right now in that part of the building where we'd like to consider for office space. The floor is not very stable. So Gia would like to wait for that report before a decision is made. So continue to work with Gia Hanna at the hotel and see what, you know, could come of possibly having the Inupiaq Lakota offices down upstairs at the hotel. That's only a plan right now, and I'll keep on working with them. But at each of your meetings, I've been trying to keep you informed on, you know, what we're trying to do with the putting together the all the Inupiaq Lakota programs that are in the different regional organizations. That's all I have. Thank you for your time.
Anyone have a questions for Marie? Okay, thank you. Who's going to take, we're down to 10B. Manila Association Ford Foundation grant.
I'll make it very brief.
Oh, okay.
I guess from all the villages that had the innovations grant, there's two that we have monies in reserve. One is Buckland. They'll have to clear their purchases through Manila, and they went ahead and reserved a boat and motor on the 30th of September, and as soon as that's cleared, then they will release the monies from Manila accounting, and that'll be done. The other thing is that we bought a boat for Kobuk, and that'll have to be returned or replaced where Kobuk Elders Council will get reimbursed. But I don't think that is a big problem money-wise either. I think that with help from Walter Sampson and working with Kobuk Elders Council, that should not be a problem. Ilohone Nyik Savagrat Itkaneng Asung Naktut Gapashute Kangit Pusi
Ford Foundation report the Kramiga Wunga Wapina Chungasuli. The things that we purchased.
Yeah.
I got everything.
Okay, just bring it. They could even fax it in. When they look at our records, they won't see everyone receiving the same amount. For instance, in our books, when we sent Ambler Consul, they had already taken some money out for logs. And they did that locally with people that were logging, and they compensated them for the gas in their time. So we deducted that $24.50 and sent them a check for $64.07. So sometimes it varies a little bit, but each village had $8,857. That included the interest. Now, if there's any interest, Manila hasn't told me if there's any more monies coming in, and if they find any, it's going to the Regional Elders Council. We haven't heard yet because we don't have a comptroller. I don't know who to ask over there besides going to Joe. I haven't asked him. He's so new on the job, I don't want to bother him. So if there's any more interest coming, one time they reported saying there was an interest of 6,000. And another time they reported when we had a meeting saying that the interest was 7,000. So there's a $1,000 difference in just the interest alone from the $100,000. And if there's $1,000 and we find it, we'll give it to the Regional Elders Council. Okay. They haven't told me anything about interest at all. Now, when we get to closing out 1990, because we had asked for an extension, now we're going to try and plan for 1994.
Mm-hmm.
We're eligible to put in for another grant, and I don't know who we should work with. It seems that maybe with help from Michael Moore, who works with Northwest Arctic Borough, and we do have an independent committee, Marie. Maybe we could consider working with our independent committee. There's several questions that we'll need to ask. Makpeganik imi aksigupta aglag luich ilichurek koto na yakpat. They said that we have 5 p.m. Wednesday, January 5, 1994, and they will ask questions what the name of the program will be, when the program should start, the kind of funding the program will need. And these are answers that we don't have, and we don't know what kind of program we want to ask for another different kind of funding from Ford Foundation. Mm-hmm. We'll leave that up to you, I guess. But I think you have suggestions how we could try to get some funding?
Something like more, maybe? Did you have suggestions on the kind of things you could look for?
Funding?
Funding?
Anything,
funding,
projects.
Charlie and I were just, and I spoke briefly to Bertha earlier, if you recall at our Nana Regional Strategy Conference, the education portion, where they decided to kind of do away with the old system and try to bring in the new system based on the Deming theory. We were just whispering that's our money to help us do that, get started. But you might have other ideas too.
The back theory?
Yeah.
Bertha, were you asking about who to help you with the application?
Everything. I think that we need to start on it because there's a January 5th deadline. We're thinking Mike Moore too could help.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Even Marshall Thurber might be able to help.
And Marshall Thurber.
Yeah. Yeah. Put those heads to me. Put their money where they're money. And make it work in our region.
We can get together.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
What happened to Bill Manner? Is he still alive? Or
still
never heard of him before?
Oh, he's still alive.
Oh, yeah.
We didn't mention your tribal doctors.
Oh, tribal doctors.
Mr. Chairman, Joe Ballard is the one that had asked the tribal doctor program to be on the agenda,
uh-huh.
And they called and said they wanted to, everything is taken care of. They wanted it taken off the agenda.
Oh, okay.
Joe Ballard is the one that had that.
So that's why it's not there, huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
They've asked to have it removed.
Okay, very good. It was in that other one.
Taken care of.
Okay. Cape Smyth, Panic, Bishop Talk, Billy Lee, Billy Lee,
Mr. Chairman?
Yeah.
Billy Lee is the one that had planned to be here. He wanted to give you, the elders' council, free tickets. But he isn't here. He's at a KIC meeting right now.
Oh, yeah?
So we can let him know when your next meeting will be.
Uh-huh.
We're not going to turn him down if he wants to give all of you free tickets.
When I was going home from a regional strategy meeting, I told him that we were we're going to be down here on the 16th
for meeting. The only reason why he's not here is at another meeting.
Oh, okay.
Right now, KIC board meeting.
He talked to me about it while we were at Anchorage, too.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we'll invite him to your next council meeting.
Yeah, okay. Free red color is cool. Choose a couple of time to see me. Mark here. Mark here, could you? Okay. Date of next meeting. Sumi, next meeting in the call map, sir. Anybody know? Sivan. Yes, Sivan, put you. January. What? Tip Chunundi, agenda captain, village reorganization, Aglakalak, doc. Aglan Kamni, when we had our meeting, elders meeting about Nurmuk, we said that we will have our village reorganization on December. I think it's a meter and pick up the January, or Lakni Yalu. December me reorganize on the Sayapal Miri, the villages.
December me pick the head on the wall.
Yeah, how are you? Okay.
What?
Justification pizza. Okay, date of next meeting. January, mate.
Just so it's before annual meeting, I guess.
January, mate.
Plan
no to go.
I was gonna say at the call of the chair that way we work with Alfred and let you know in advance. For you in January or February.
Okay.
As soon as we get information about the actual amount of money, we'll begin proceeding, because I think you need to start planning right now proceeding. We're hoping to get the final numbers in January and February.
Okay.
Once we do, this group needs to start planning for the city.
Yeah.
It's good to do that because we finally did it in desperation last year, and people got to help. These people that work at Civil Network last year, building at the same time and trying to run the programs at the same time.
Why are those guys working when we got there? Shakura Luxemburg.
Boy, we needed everybody last summer. I even learned to work with birch bark baskets.
Never even go home. 5 weeks.
They
said at the call of the chair.
We'll
let them know. Some of us who travel a lot, we'll let them know our schedule too.
Okay. This will be decided then on what month. Kilamigua conference to Kisirazilita. Okay. Comments, Sakshaligat, comments, Sarukuming. Nakuna Yakut.
When I went to, I always try to attend the city council and IRA council meetings at home. Whenever I'm able to, I don't know what they're doing and what they're up to, how they're acting and what work they did, see if they do work, what they said, not from Simahirut Lord. Whenever they're going to have a meeting. In their last city council meeting, when I went there, the mayor asked me to see if I'm coming for elders meeting, and he said for elders to try to be at the city council meetings, if we're willing to help the city, and the city councilman, we should try to attend those meetings.
Okay.
so the food muto meeting lu ta na back to you so the you sama na ulu tin lu kate ma ya tak to ni different meetings when you go to you can know that how they act and all that no na kemik sabo vilya pa la la ta sama no ra ho ta na pi so what Winner loot, some winner loot in the chicka of lap. Got no capping a lap to only city council of that. We long at Mayak Swallow. Nunakira Lani go Tamatko Katimani Rakpata, Ioni Raktauta, Piuminauta. Utokanaka coming to Pokoya should meet that not according to the Lapama. Attend down the Raktauta, Piuminakta Lokta. Suli. Uko Roland Lubili Ubama Tema Tatna Yor Hakubakoya Dila Pataria Ola Nina Takamin Kanok Pisila Mignik Nagalu Kanok reorganize ang Nelly Kang Mignik Nalate Nick Okotik Patiud Uba Nalukina Rukang Singa Yaktu Naki and Lana Kanok. We organize a recruitment. A lot of us aren't real sure how to reorganize the elders at our home. Mani uva uto koluting in rizotlu atani lehuting ilingita na pilaktoaktu, which isn't right. Dema sivoni tana sivuni tigalak. Atu sunga nagu ipjo sibul lepta sibul sibul lep duting ol lak ni yutin pikshak tum klikun tabur muna pilhat unir unir pera dal laklu uba taman na kang sipjo di pagku aku wak naku na yakto uba ng ta isuma ta kaktunga kanog lete isuma
kaman sa wiksan tikit pan pili ko tigil kasinyang tam pili ko lang ilchasin
would leave her next month or reorganize like a kid to it? Dana, she would nearly put in a cock at my name. A bunny started cracked it. I think the one thing we have problems with in the Kotzebue Council is that. We're always looking for some place to meet where we don't have to go upstairs. The old folks feel like their knees are getting weak and they can't climb the stairs anymore. So we're meeting at Senior Center. But the room is small. The room that we're meeting in is small. And so that kind of limits our... and the other thing we have problems with is we need transportation on Saturday, but the center doesn't have a driver on that day. So I think I need to talk with Joe Valick, see what kind of arrangements we can make. I know the borough is real supportive. Even willing to pay our driver overtime, but I don't think I could cost it because the borough is for everybody. not just possibly people. But those two things, if we could have some kind of help with transportation, on Saturday, this coming Saturday, we're going to have our Thanksgiving dinner with our Kotzebue elders. And then we won't have any during Christmas, during December, because they'll probably go to the Manayak Christmas dinner. They're usually invited there. But we're going to get together on New Year's Day and start the year right. The real elders really like our elders have to be really like get together. If you can tell, they're getting old every year. They're getting old. They're getting. Wish we could give them something. we have lots of things we would like to do this year, but when their health is not strong, it kind of limits us. One of the things we want to do is gather information on seal hunting this year in preparation for our Riley Ruff. I sat down there. And perfecta rumbi to go nakik ngapayak itlutik nakulak tuut awak ngalu atlanin nanakinin mga ukuro pluting how they move here for hospital, for education, for different things. And so we usually have people in our elders council from everywhere, and it's been really good.
Percy, Oscar, Truman.
Thank you. protecting the name of the region of Jerusalem. Well, when you show the board, the American has a tarot.
Deku.
Thank you. sur sa mère sortie du milieu, t'amener de la paire tout sur au lac du Sud-Cap, ma petite mère t'a charré le foot, dans l'arme de ce mois de ma vie, ma corps, le tas de l'autre monde qui n'a pas de place.
We organize a trial hit of tre. Martin, village reorganization, whom that November or December, can you make me?
December, me, I do miss you, Kahoot. Martin, January, me, Kadima, Amin, Sarah, at Lamagila, La Cog, six of time, Mun, the Mali, January, me, Kadima, Yaham.
Thank you. Me, you will get. Picture it, you know.
I have no comments too, but we'll try to reorganize.
Okay. Leonard?
I'm coming to Kriching Oglani next month to Oksama. We organize Sangni Relaxi Root. Okay. We organize Sagalak Tony. Kanuk ni play looting ta na kupigala mata one more year ito lakanyo walup tumet na kredi picture ko wata na ukir ni litigan na tiyo simik sam ni kam na pira kupluit mga harap itnala luit katim matiya kipiala wata
ilan na kalung ta na kutkariut ta na reorganize and renik Kapta, tak nak nayup sao bin nangyayakati yung nasa na sa pag Tommy
wag hamen tak pagbigbig sa loong mingag lan wawut kiwan utok kanabut inuwean na tinglo pagsakta ako na ko tinglo si katakon na ko tinglo kanina mata kati maligalaw aktiwut ilalawut yakman asa masulit kang simasuk taut wiyo ka na sa anik tekpisid na naligit mat nga ikigit luo pinagatsugod sa liwit na katakalaw lakamila ni uksak si runga katsi akuyura ni inya ito ay na organasa ng utala magwa dam na pina katsi ruksobot ko inuit pina su ruksobat talimawa na akpat nagkakasaban na katilak de gumin takupil yay liting ipsoy ligiplugul naging arolo na lalut inyo kore minye kagiala umigya kore mlekot sakto ni agyanit leto tana ito ako naging apluting liliko nilu tano ni nadra organasa orang nagtaktiw dukit tamno ba korum kun sumatikaga tam na nipitigil lagi na uksu organisak wiksak tikipan uwa katimalak sak sriutit na lang nyak tumilyo kapsa kayuro tumi kakwikirak wikilan ni uwa katimak katimatimnik aglaurak kapko kayang simbahay kapko tam na sumatikirak sakikipo inuway kitsur kawani inuway kitsuru teman nuna kira butuh kan lah tak di paling ni butaud tempat ko birokor leksot butuh kena aku ting dulu ko fikir curuk nak ting kita tak meliwa di tempat ini tempat ini
arga
itu kaya
kuburak
kawan tak kerja
kawan tak kerja ni eksiden Iwa tikin niya tikin niya. October me inyupak tayo di raktirati ko di paksak nervik me asin utokanat katimalgit niyaming tana supaya me ubluk si yung ubluk si uroni eni ubluk si uroni ukununga turule huta First Monday of the month, katimarakak na yaksakuk doot. First Monday of the month. Taritam na nerving meet, ilis managat. Asin, yesterday, IRA lu, city lu, elders lu, katimanak doot. Itna, isumalul lapes lapsikin, kasulik apa? Ila kata bi kata baru reksiut darik siut kata baru reksiut dah. Planning committee kau huting, planning committee kau huting. Tana city, IRA and elders itu nak kata mana eksekut part loading galuting. Tana si planning committee shouting tali mana gumne tu nak keput na selwing meeting na bisa sah keluar. Katiman ng sakto, taglan katimati siya diutim. Suli, quorum kat lenye awit, ilimuturok tam na nanapayang nung nakir ni huwa quorum mak imakaksime pektuk tabumani katimayak tawik sotip ni aboriginal senior counselor ni quorum makat le pektuk nothing si samurak tuti lahat ni Talimo raktu di lani, na? Out of 12 regions. Now, there, that no ni plan nak urak, ni raktu raktu. Tawrumang ipaksa resign nak dami. Tawrumang ipaksaktu, umi. Tawrumang. Asin, ipaksa value commission meeting nak donon, berkutuko, Tuk lukangan ni sunobotare ilagina saksunga tanna pinya matnga angel ke jakat ka utap kunnga jale itirmu sam well commission nanun ukunatitun impact let's create program manga titu sava karna mata tap kunnga kayu ton irana mata ilchoy apkich ashin november 29 May, salawi hooting it nasibun kaksimart. Good work of what? Oko dikawa, takmani ilingisa. Una, katimba yalhat, paklaluwit, open nalu. Tana first part ngunin kun pilyang nalu. Turn over nalu gori na, bisuk patung tahi kuduk kanat.
No.
Terami sub-region meeting kapta olak nevi kagal au tu ko salwig meet nevi kaya na salwig meeting ngot.
Kuya ada pay aksi tu?
Ha.
Kuan balik kaka di na jiru.
Ini tera
tera. Na jiru ko.
Iya gini kat sun tapo. Asinyo wa alcohol program, alcohol and drugs program uminga. Report Dr. Cook, Hiram Walker, Ralph Ramos. Hiram is really interested in trying to get that thing going. Asking you what money got him on that to some seal with me? Talk more partner, Kalon, so all got well, go to you, talk more, eat the caribou. The young man, alcohol program. Malakiri kakpisi, counselor kakpisi, alcohol, drug counselor.
Bobby.
Itara value committed ilagin na kat, ilawagis niya sa tapong nang Hiram mima kipiril na pa yaka taktok. Okay. Take care.
Nipletigil lagtik sa kumagka.
Eh, okay. Nipletigil lagtik.
Pinya, unel koordinat put, tapi muda, ikut Ford Foundation kun, Elmer Jackson resign nampun, lima pintu takkan.
Eh, put pintu.
Ah, tapi nak.
Eh.
Di sini kan, unel kan dibalik.
Ah.
Sign bagaikan nampengan itu, sign apa sahaja nampengan itu.
Oh. Ini tu. Elizabeth, I beg your local, be it on the limits. Charlie, do you have any comments?
No, just a very short one. I just want to continue asking for your prayers and give me strength. And I just praise God for what He's done for me. Giving me the strength and knowledge. And I think I ask that you continue praying for me and my family.
I just want to mention real quick that I think the tribal conference that you've got agendas to is still on for tomorrow, and I think it starts at 1:00. And I think all of you are going to attend it. We encourage you to attend and participate, and let us know how we should work with our IRA, our traditional councils in the future. And I just want to thank you. Yeah. Good I think we're scheduled to return home tomorrow.
Oh, you are?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They said that we're just going to have a meeting here, not with the IRA.
I see.
That letter we had.
Here I was under the impression that all of you were going to attend it.
We thought we were. But I told my wife I'm going home tomorrow.
For those of you who want to stay, I could make arrangements through my program to put you up in the hotel.
Yeah, I got to stay. My IRA told me to stay.
Mga lanawa, tiyuhel ka lang sa mga sis. One is kanya katimalak lang na ang bito.
Ano nga lang siya ka ba?
IRA niya ilohuk pa siya. Katimalaw niya. Because I keep seeing you, Uko.
One day, 3 days,
Pinao. No.
Up to Friday noon.
Friday noon.
Uh-huh. 17, 18, 19, Pinao. No. Portuguese had my gummy spirit. Silla Gilly, the Padu, the Yonak Maroni, Angiru, the Padu.
What I'll do is just put a purchase order and you could write names down at the hotel counter, you know, the check-in.
You can call
hotel
them
desk, yeah.
For whoever attend that IRA. Some comment to Krakow beside that.
Koyashuk Gipsy, Aria, Yan Nimi, Nave Naktu, Anapsi, Kirami.
I think this is the first time we had this kind of fall weather. Warm. There'll be cold weather and then thaw will start to thaw. Pam will give you a chance to speak to us on any comments you have.
Well, I wanted to thank you very much for the opportunity to be able to address you. And I think I heard Rachel say that she was going to commit herself to make a tape for the Lockies like me who cannot understand things.
Yeah, I'm gonna start that when Julie Sprott gets back and works with her book. And then I'll tape those in half of you, darling.
Anyway,
I'll tape the Inupiaq and keep the master and then make copies for other people.
That will help people like me.
Yeah.
I listened
to people who want to know the language and I never had to study it, you know. I was just born to know it. So I made that commitment that I do that.
Okay, good. We sure have to have you here with us.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
I've enjoyed it very much.
Thank you. Please.
I just want to say thank you for your time. I'm glad you all made it here safely. The ones of you that could stay for the IRA Council would be real good. We sure look up to you for advice and guidance, so it would be nice if those of you that could stay plan on staying to attend our IRA Council. And I want to wish each one of you a happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you.
Nanda Museum.
Huh?
Nanda Museum.
Oh, easy.
We can pick you guys up at the hotel.
Yeah. Elizabeth, you please look. Oh, nothing, eh? Okay. Our coordinator, Hannah, you have comments.
I have no comments right now, but I'm glad you guys, you know, tickets, even though it was a bad weather today.
Okay.
We have one thing that we mentioned earlier, Mr. Chen. AFM report.
Oh,
there.
I'm sorry. Miki Euro Blue Oglalaklu, how are you doing?
Miki Euro Blue, according to the
question. Yeah, okay.
In the AFM report, I think one of the things that, I mean, we talked about a lot of things, those of you who went to the meeting know that, but there was one thing about putting condoms in the high school bathroom, and in the report it said it was approved by elders and the youth, and that subject was not brought up in our NANA group. So I was thinking when they were talking about it, how did I miss that? Am I getting so senile that I can't remember everything? When did we discuss it, you know? And I sure didn't feel good when they said it was approved by elders, because we didn't get a chance to discuss it. And then when our Cops of You group talked about it the other day, even they don't feel good about putting condoms in the bathroom. I mean, I think there's a place. All our young people should know about those things, and the parents who can talk to their children should talk to their children. But I know lots of young people have no, I mean, their parents don't talk to them about such things. And so we decided that in one of our Inupiaq days that us women would talk to the girls, you know, and I hope there'll be some men who will talk to the boys about advice like that. And we just felt that we think there's condoms that they could have for free in the clinic, and then if they don't want the clinic to know, they can buy them in the stores, you know. And I wanted to know how the rest of the villages felt about that. It na isim upluma uvo alrakum tinis na kupang naglawit kitun dagabut ukoti siup miwut nagat esuli pu pramit tamaga aglan po to kupit tamet it na matun, you know, at lakarengik ukoti lawit kitun dagabut. We confuse the next generation when they do that.
It's just like what I said earlier, that they're confused.
Mm-hmm.
The Eskimo way and white man's way, you know, there's a lot of things
mm-hmm.
there. Yeah.
I stood up down there to go speak.
Yeah.
There was another lady,
mm-hmm.
another lady, a friend
mm-hmm.
in front of me, but before we speak, we had to go sit down because
mm-hmm.
they closed it in. I was going to oppose it, setting it up in a high school. When we had the IRA and elders meeting at Norwich, there was a resolution opposing that
mm-hmm.
by IRA council, and the elders also opposed it too. In Norwich, we said they can buy their things from a native store,
mm-hmm.
or they said there's some in clinic too already. They can buy them from over there, because Sometimes they get their teachers mad, you know, and I'm sure one of the boys, he get one of those rubbers and put a rock in there, he can use it just like a nigger shooter. Okay, Piku. Closing prayer is next.
Deku,
even though it took this long, I think it's real good that we had really good meeting, and sure appreciate what you people said. You know, at this time, those of you that brought this articles of incorporation, don't feel bad, because we're going to think and decide what we will do in probably, I don't know when, we'll... Maybe you said you don't have a copy? Maybe it's in your mail. And just look at it. I looked at it twice, and a lot of times I can't understand long words, you know.
And the part that you want to change, write notes on them.
Yeah,
you know?
I know. It says anything can be amended to that thing.
It's in their mail.
Because you're not going to be able to do it, you're not going to be able to do it. You're not going to be able to do it. Like, dear Ramuwa, can I say that you're going to be able to do it? You're
I think we need to get a lawyer in the meeting sometime.
Yeah. Two or three lawyers, not just one. Okay. Closing prayer. Let's all stand and hold hands for our closing prayer. Tiku, jadi agai muntun ngarugut ilokata. Ika yok titongruk, just like what Tommy told us a while ago. Mini inyak sao tilok tito.
Tiku, ilokata humak tiun inyak sokomu. Agai utim sangge tema pit kata ngacok wautun ngabigit kinyaup tiku. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for this evening that we had gathered here. Ilvit nalunwe yutin kinyaksima kuta agayu. Makitap ka kuta sa yakorak titluta de matamanak silak titni. Suna kuta tamongang niralak. Pinratsikut aglan nunakira lap titni de ma. Ilokuri alakutap duk nutanik. Nagalok kinyakuga lakuta tunaksiluta. Tema sibut mun ilok tom tungagun iglekuri yala huta agayun kanutsi mun alen mun tike galong ngapta angayok hangul laroni ilbit makita tilokap tigut agisrawa kiptigin nagaluta marumani sibun nito ni raktak tema so ilok tom tungagun ilbit nalun gatsin ta na itkisikpan ilbit agayun sa yeuta tema nunakira lap titnit makitap kakasiligitsip tiut pekasak si maakuta nagalu tema kinyunarikabut na yoklugits unnin ang ilang naang nagupta kakugun pekasak si maaligitsumagip tiut katit kihikrak tema nalunakalak toksibunagmi aglan ilip nun kenyagput ilokan patsisak lugu ilwit sabakit laging ta napisok kanyakuta ingiqsuuraq naaqaptigiñ agaayyuun kamanaqtutin sangiqaqtutin ukoolu angalatigikkavut teemma naanatkutlu Peru and Manila ilipnik sayyiqsorlugit poqiisiqsorlugit ikayorisilgit sitin teemma ilbit agaayyuun nalunritsiptigut ukiiliqqinñaaliksami ilnik piqasiqsimaaligit sumagiptigut uwagut piiralaarutta teemma qitunrapta tutitseepta iqqageiksangatnik bugatoq iniqsillangnaaqta ilbit ikayortigilutin tuniqsisaarupta makitalgusiluta ilbit savootigisilgitsiptigut thank you Jesus in your precious name we pray Lord amen.
Do I hear a motion for adjournment?
So moved, Your Chairman.
So moved. Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you.